Tonight's shiur, Siman Taf Resh Pei Tes, see if Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet. Taf Resh Pei Tes, Shahakol Chayovim V'Kriyas Megillah. Everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. See if Aleph, Hakol Chayovim V'Kriyas, this is a rarity, where the title and the first if are in perfect sync. Hakol Chayovim V'Kriyas, everyone is chayiv in the Kriya of the Megillah, Anashim, V'Nashim, V'Geirim, V'Avadim, V'Shecharim, men, women, Geirim, freed, slaves, U'Mechanchin, Esaketanim, L'Krosa, and we even train children in the midst of Kriyas Megillah. Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat Aleph, V'Nashim. V'After HaKriya, He Davar Shehazman Grama, even though the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is a time-bound mitzvah, derabbanan, mikol mokom chayavos, nonetheless, women are obligated. Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, because they were also included in the miracle. D'mitachila hayos ha'gzeir gam aleihem, the decree was initially on them as well. K'dichsev b'kra, as is written in the pasuk. V'lechein, therefore, tzarech ha'ish l'krosa b'veiso lefnei ha'besilos ha'mashrosos, a man will be obligated to read the Megillah in his house for the young women and the girls who work in the house. In some places, the meaning is for the women to go to shul, to the Ezros Noshim, to hear Megillah. But it's a question, how can women fulfill the requirement in the Ezros Noshim? The Ezros Shmoah Shom Kedin, they can't hear properly. So this is an issue. If the shul is constructed in such a way that the women in the Ezros Noshim cannot hear the Megillah, and there are definitely shuls like that, then women should not go to shul to be yotze. The idea that women would hear at home, according to this last piece, is because that's how they can hear, otherwise they won't hear. But it also sounds a little bit that maybe they never had a din of rovam ha'desmelech to go to shul in the first place. And that's a discussion in the notes. Maybe there's no requirement for women to go to shul ever. That's where he began. Therefore, every man has to read in his house for the besulos and the mesharsos. So this is a discussion in Poskim. Is there a concept of women dafka going astrov am, or there is no such concept of chal for the women to go astrov am? But certainly, they have to hear the Megillah. So to go to shul and not hear the Megillah, that defeats the purpose. Sifkan beis meshuchrarim. Slaves that are freed are mechuyev Megillah, aval einam meshuchrarim peturim. But if they're not freed, slaves that are Eved Kanani do not have to hear Megillah. The Giri ibi Noshim Linzeh, in this regard, they are less than the women. Typically we say whatever women are obligated, the Eved is, but not in this case. The Yesh, I mean, some say that filu einu meshachorim chayom, even if they're not free, they also should listen to Megillah. So this gets into the reason behind why are women mechuyev Megillah? It's a mitzvah, so we say afein hayavos hanes. So it's an exception to the rule. Well, does that apply to the avadim? One can argue it applies to the women. It does not apply to the avadim. There's no afhein hoibos anes by Nevekanani. Therefore, he's no chiyah megillah. Others will say, once women are mechuyiv, we don't look at it like that. We say, women are mechuyiv. Women and avadim are identical. She's mechuyiv, he's mechuyiv. See if cotton gimel. Esa katanim. One should train children from the mitzvah Megillah. Hainam yishigil the mitzvah chinuch, if the child is chinuch age. Vayan lekamam sifzov, look ahead and sifzov, we'll talk more about it. V'kivin the gam anoshim chayov, since women are obligated in the Megillah, posh the gam bekatanas yeshva mishul mitzvah chinuch, then it's obvious that young girls who are not bas mitzvah also have the chinuch of mikra Megillah. Vayan lekamam sifzov, and look ahead and sifzov. Se'if beis. Echad ha'kayv, echad ha'shumeh min ha'kayv yaseh dechavaso. Whoever is mechuyev, the men, the women, whether you read it yourself or you hear it from someone who reads, you'll fulfill your requirement. For who she yishma mimishu hu mechuyev b'kriyasa, but you have to hear it from someone who is obligated in the mitzvah. The vikach therefore, im haya hakorei cheresh o katan o shota, if the one reading the Megillah is a cheresh, or someone who's deaf, or a child, or someone who is mentally handicapped, hashemei mimenu lo yatsa, if you hear them laying Megillah, you're not yatsa because they're not mechuyev. V'yesh, some say shahanoshim einam motzios eswanoshim, that women, even though they are obligated, cannot be motzi a man. The Ramah adds, v'yesh omim, and some say, Imaisha Karola Atzma, if a woman reads for herself, Mavarachas, the Shmoa Megillah, her bracha is the Shmoa Megillah, not Mikra Megillah. Shaina Chayavis Bekriya, there is no requirement for women to read, there's a requirement for women to listen. So her bracha is going to be a different bracha than the men. Mishtabur Sivkan Dalad, Yatsa Yadecha Vaso, whether you read it or hear it, you'll fulfill the requirement. So, of course, the one reading has to have in mind to be motzi those who listen, and the one who listens has to mind to be yitzu. Kedin sha'ari mitzvah she'echad motzi chaver, no different than any other mitzvah where one is motzi his friend. Kud kamam b'simin tafei sadi, sif yudad, as we'll say again in the next simin, sif yudad.
So how is she yotze in the bracha when he's
the bakar is? Right. So it's not her bracha. Yeah. Right, she's hearing his bracha. The bracha is not ma'ak of the mitzvah. You'll be yotze even if the bracha, you didn't have bracha at all. So we just say if she does it herself, she makes that bracha. But if the bracha is for men and women, then you can do the bracha that the men need.
So why wouldn't she make a bracha before the Megillah?
She doesn't have to. I think she's yotze the bracha with the kriya, even though that's not her personal chiyuv, by answering amen to his bracha. Sivkan hey, cheirish, this deaf person who's reading the Megillah, haynu hamedaber v'enish meyakal. This is talking about someone who can speak because he's reading the Megillah and you hear him, but he can't hear himself. So it's someone who can speak but cannot hear. Even though generally we hold, if someone reads the Megillah and doesn't hear himself read it, he'll still be Yotzeh. We talk about this by Kriyishma, by Berachas Hamazon. When it comes to Megillah, there's a requirement of publicizing the miracle. So we are more strict. That it should be heard is an absolute requirement. Therefore, this cheresh cannot be motzi anyone else. Inami or the cheresh guards fei, the one who's deaf is worse. Sheinu yochel hashmila asno, he doesn't have the ability to hear. It's one thing if you can hear, but you don't, we say you're yoitza. But if you can't, it's ma'akev. This is the concept called roi lebila, ein bila ma'akeves. If you can do it and you didn't do it, you'll be yoitza. If you can't do it, then it's taka ma'akev. But I am b'shai tshuva. If you look in shai tshuva, the dafkim who cheresh gamur shein shmeya klal. This is referring to someone who's absolutely deaf, cannot hear at all. Lafukim who shmeya kishmedabim lo bekoil, as opposed to people who are hard of hearing. But if you scream in their ear, they'll hear you. That person is mechuyev, and he can lean for somebody else. V'kol zehu l'das al shulchan aruch. This is the view of shulchan aruch. Al das kama achronim, the opinion of many later opinions. That even someone who cannot hear at all can be motzi somebody else. All agree. This is not someone who should do it for the tzibor to lay in for them. V'dan, you should know. If someone is hard of hearing, or he's distant from the bima, and he can't really hear well from the Balkaira, he should read to himself from a kosher Megillah. Or at least hold a chumash for a table she yechzalo, and any word that he misses, yoma takeh min chumash, he'll say right away from the chumash to make sure he doesn't miss a word. Sivkan vav o katan, a child cannot be motzi an adult. Afal gav the katan nami chayav al kaponim in the rabbanon k'leobasif alf. Even though a child does have a chiyav from the chinuch vantage point, midrabanan, like we said in Sif Aleph, afilahachi and yochel lehotzi is a god that doesn't give him the ability to be motzi an adult. The gabi katan have a trade drabanan. The child has two drabanan. So it's telling me to say the etzim kriyas of Megillah have irak midivri seifim. The requirement for anyone to read the Megillah is midivri seifim. The chiyuv shel katan have gam kin rak midrabanan. And the child's requirement on any mitzvah bechol mitzvahs is only going to be drabanan. So it's two drabanan. Masha enkin gadol have ichadon, as opposed to the adult who's mechuyev in all mitzvahs, for him it's one drabanan. Below osi trei drabanan umap echad drabanan. They're not equal. The one who has two drabanan to make the obligation cannot be motzi the one who only has one drabanan obligation. When it comes to Chanukah licht, that there are those who say a child to reach chinuch age is good enough. When he lights the menorah, he can motzi the others. According to that, the same should be true by Megillah. The Ikari Dinim Taka brings from the Shem Sam Dechai, the Sefer Sam Dechai, that if it's a place where there's no one who could be read the Megillah except for a child whose chinuch age would rely on that child. See, if katan zayin, the yesh omim, some say shehanoshim einam otzias v'chulu, that women should not read Megillah for a man. But though dam le'ner Chanukah, this again is not like ner Chanukah where a woman could light the menorah for her husband. Deshani Megillah to have it come kriyas haTorah. Megillah is different. It's like kriyas haTorah. Upsula, the reason why we don't want a woman to do it, v'nei kavod hatzibur, because it lacks respect for the tzibur. Therefore, we don't let her lane even for an individual man because we don't differentiate. Vegam, in addition, the efshar the isha ena chayevus v'kriya rag l'shma. Maybe a woman is not mechuyev at kriya at all. Her chiyev might just be to listen. The kamei, as we'll say, u'mikri she'ena mechuyeves bedav legabi. So, in regard to a man who has a chiyev kriya, she is considered ena mechuyeves, and therefore she can't be motzi a man. Aval isha motzi es chaverta, but a lady could be motzi another lady. Sifkan chas.
What did he do the first line of the Shulchan Aruch?
What?
Hakaf and mikriyasa anashim v'nashim.
The question is, do I more that she chiyevs only the Shmoa?
Yeah, what is
it? It's a machlokes. We'll get to it right now. Sifkan chas. If an isha karav v'chul, if a woman does the reading, so then her bracha is lishmoya. V'ayin magen avam shemitzadeid lo tikul atzma klal. The magen avam says she should not lane for herself. Raktishma mehanoshim, she should listen to a man lane. V'kolze b'yeshto mimi lishmoa, if she has someone to listen to. Ein l'mishi yikul lefenef, there is no one to lane for her. Tirka hila atzma b'megillah kasher, she should read for herself makasha megillah. U'mevarechas, and she says the bracha, shekel shanam tzasav v'zivanu, lishmoa mikra megillah. So, this nusach indicates an idea that is brought down in the Rishonim, that's a Bahag, that only women's chiv is different than men's chiv. And not everyone agrees to that. So that's right off the bat. Not everyone agrees to this concept. It's the Yesh Omer says women shouldn't motzi a man. Mash, the first sheet would hold women can motzi a man. Yesh Omer not. And then we get into whether or not it's proper or not for a woman to lane for other women. And the Mishnah Berurah makes it pretty clear that it's not appropriate for a woman to lane for other women. She should listen to a man. It's only if there's no man available do we say that a woman should lane for herself or for another woman. But not if there are men around. So there are some Orthodox congregations that have started this thing where women lane Megillah for women. And since many women want to lane, evidently, they share it. And each lady gets one parak and they break it up. And women lane for women and so on. And that is not consistent with our tradition. You could argue from a strict halachic point, what's wrong with it? Two ladies are mechuyev the same. Why can't she lane for her? And you look in the Mishnah Berurah and he says, no, she should listen to a man. Why? Because again, it goes back to coveted tzibur. It's still a lack of coveted tzibur. It's a lack of coveted tzibur for the woman to have to hear Megillah from a woman as opposed to a man. And women don't like to hear that. Some men don't like to hear that. But it doesn't change anything. It's considered inappropriate. Se'if Gimel. Androgynous motzi mino v'lo she'enu mino. An androgynous who shows signs of male and female organs can be motzi someone like himself or herself, v'lo she'enu mino, but not a man or a woman. Tumtim, who we don't know at all what his gender is, umi shechetsev eved, or one who's half eved, half ben chayrin, afilu mino enu motzi, cannot be motzi another fellow tumtim or a fellow mi shechetsev eved, chetsev ben chayrin. The Amor says, yeshom da afilu es atzma enu motzi, some say he can't even motzi himself by the chatzi eved, but tzorech l'shmo mechem, he has to hear someone else lean. Mishnah Berurah sev katan tes, androgynous. Yesh lo zachus v'nakus, nakvus, he has indications of a zocher and a kev, of male and female. Sifkan Yud Motzi Mino, so he can motzi himself. Dim Ze Zachar Gam Ze Zachar. Mimanav Zach. If you call it a Zachar, they're both. Vim Zun a Kev, you consider it a Kev, Gam Zun a Kev, then the other one's in a Kev. Vim Nizbet Ubri Evithin Asman, if you hold it's a new creation, Gam Hashem Ubri Evithin Asman, then the other one's exact. Whatever he is, the other one is. Sifkan Yin Alf. Velo She'in Amina, but they can't be motzi a man or a woman. The Shem is a Zach in the Kev, Hashem is Zachar, because this may be in a Kev and he's trying to be motzi a man. Even though there's an opinion that women can be motzi men, this is even worse. We want the one to be motzi to know, is it a man or a woman? And this you don't know. A tumtum who you can't determine his gender cannot be motzi a similar tumtum. Because maybe the one leaning is in a cave and the one listening is a zachar. Mashen kein androgynous, kulon sham is miminon, as opposed to androgynous, they're all identical, we just don't know what they are. V'chein, similarly, misha chesiv eved, if someone is half eved, half free, lo osi tzad avdus di dey yomapla acher, sheish patzad chers, he can't be motzi someone else, because part of him is an eved, and the eved part of him cannot be motzi the ben chorin part of the next person. And to that extreme, sifkan yugimel, some say yesh omad afilas asochel, he can be motzi himself. Zelo kaya tumtum, we're not talking about a tumtum here. Raka chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin. We're talking about the half eved, half ben chorin. Oshim lo osi tzad avdus di day, amavis acheres di day. His chelik that you can't divide out, but the part of him that's an eved cannot be motzi the part of him that's a ben chayrin. Of course, this is only if you have a problem of women being motzi men. The eved amal isha, the eved is like a woman in her, his chiyuv. Se'if dalid, hashomea megillah mimi shehu mudur hana mimenu yasa. If you hear the megillah leining from someone who you're not allowed to benefit from, you'll be yotze, because it's not considered benefits. If God yudad yotze, the mitzvahs lav the hanes nitnu. We don't consider mitzvahs hanah. We're not given mitzvahs for benefit. For the mikra hanah, therefore it's not called hanah. Vayin le'asim tov kuf peites, ziv zayin d'shayach l'ninenu. Look back in the halachas of shofar, it's relevant to us. There's a similar halacha, that if you mudur hanah and he blows shofar, you're yotze. But to go to the one you're mudah hanah from and say, please blow shofar for me, that you can't do. So I guess we'll translate here, I can hear him laying on the yitz, but I can't go to him and say, would you be motzi me in Megillah? That you will not be able to do.